That was kindling. They called it kindling. And a lot of times you'd go out and get, some people call it rich pine and some fat pine, but we just always call it rich pine, and get a lot of that for winter use. And the little wood, that's what we call, was kindling.
And was there anything above the fireplace?
Mantle.
A mantle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We didn't call it mantle in, we called it fireboard. Yeah, that's what we called it.
And what do you call the black stuff that forms in the
soot? I know how I've got scared of many a time when I'd catch fire, you know, and it'll roar like everything, and sparks just fly. We never did have one to catch on fire at the house on fire on account of it, but I have been scared deathly about it a lot of times. Well, I call it a couch. A lot of people call them sofas. That rocker?
You'd call that a rocker?
Mm-hmm. That's a chair. Club chair, I'd call it.
How about the one around the dining room table there?
Well, they're straight chairs, but they're not what I growed up with.
What kind did you
grow up? Cane bottom. Straight chairs. In fact, I got one in yonder now that used to be my husband's mother's, and I've got it. That's all I ever knowed. And my mother done the bottom, and you know what she used? She didn't have canes. They split poplar bark and oak splits, and let's see, there's another kind. I can't think of what, hickory. And that's what she bottomed them with when they were out.
Do you know how to do that?
Yeah. I can't do this fancy, but I know how to bottom chairs.
What would you call the piece of furniture in the dining room with the glass fronts on it where you've got the china?
Well, this on this side, I'd call it a pie safe because that's what it was. But that other is it. All I know to call it's a china cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Are those pieces of furniture that you and your husband bought?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the sort of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers in where you might store clothes or linens?
Chest drawers.
Mm-hmm. What if it had one part where you could hang clothes?
That's a chef robe.
There's a difference.
Uh-huh, it sure is. I got a chef robe that's purposely to hang clothes on one side, and it's got drawers on the other, but these outside doors, it closes them off. A lot of people would call that a wardrobe, I guess, but it's a chef robe because, yeah.
And what do you call the room in your house where the beds are?
Well, I call mine a bedroom, and if I had one for company, I'd call it a guest room, but I don't have one fixed up, you know, just for that.
You know, sometimes in old houses where they've got a lot of rooms, they'll have one room like this where everybody gathers, and then another room that they use maybe on Sunday.
Mm-hmm, that's what we used to call a fire room, where we all stayed all the time, you know, at night, and we'd all gather in there at night. And then we have, I guess, before my time lived where the older girls could have what they called a living room, fixed up, you know. But
what was special about that?
Well, that's where their dates came, you know, and they'd talk and all. But I can't remember ever having one until we moved in the bigger house at Kenton, and then we had one.